The driver of a stolen car ran through the intersection at 9th Avenue and Pace Street this morning, killing one and injuring three others. The incident happened a short time after Longmont police ended pursuit of the stolen vehicle. Undercover officers working near 9th Avenue identified a stolen vehicle, a white 2014 Toyota Tacoma, and called unmarked police units to initiate a traffic stop near 9th Avenue and Lashley Street. The suspect fled the attempted traffic stop at a high rate of speed, according to Longmont Deputy Chief Jeff Satter at a press conference this afternoon. Longmont police disengaged pursuit and the suspect drove into the intersection at 9th Avenue and Pace Street, colliding with the passenger side of a vehicle headed southbound on Pace Street. Utilizing real-time data from the police unit's vehicle locator devices, Longmont Police Services were able to confirm that the officers did not pursue the suspect. That information was corroborated by witnesses on scene, according to Satter. The impacted vehicle, a 2008 Hyundai Santa Fe, sustained serious damage and rolled into the northbound lane of Pace Street, colliding with a third vehicle, a 2016 Subaru Impreza, that also sustained significant damage. The driver of the Hyundai, a 93-year-old male, was killed at the scene. The driver of the Toyota, a 37-year-old male, was arrested and his passenger, a 36-year-old female, was taken to the hospital. The driver and passenger in the Subaru, a 62-year-old male and 19-year-old male, were transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries as well. All involved parties were Longmont residents, Satter said. Longmont Police Services, including detectives, patrol and traffic units, are investigating the crash with the assistance of Colorado State Patrol's Vehicular Crimes Unit, Colorado's 20th Judicial District Attorney Michael Doherty, along with other investigators from the Colorado State Patrol, Colorado District Attorney's Office and the Boulder County Coroner's Office. One thing we want to be clear on is our officers disengaged from the traffic stop and the suspect initiated all these accidents. That's why we brought in third-party investigators to interview the officers involved and help with crime scene reconstruction, Satter said. According to Satter, the suspect is facing charges of vehicular homicide due to reckless behavior. The investigation will also explore potential involvement of drugs and alcohol and potentially pursue first-degree murder through extreme indifference. Satter likened the crash to firing a gun through an intersection. When you elude the police in a stolen car, this is the outcome sometimes, Satter said. We don't pursue stolen cars, but this is one of the tragedies that happens when suspects operating stolen cars flee at high speeds and in this case fired a large projectile through an intersection. The investigation is still in the early stages, Satter said. The suspect is hospitalized and in custody, with an arrest pending release. Data from the vehicles involved in mechanical inspection are a significant part of the investigation over the next 2 to 3 weeks. There could be a litany of charges that come from this incident and it could have been avoided, Satter said. Satter said the Longmont Police Department are going door to door looking for video footage in the area and implored Longmont residents with information and footage to reach out to Longmont Police Services at 303-651-8501. Updated 4:20 p.m. Victims and third vehicle sustained non-life-threatening injuries.